Also on Netflix and arriving on Friday the 5th of April, we have an eagerly anticipated new drama called Scoop. And here is a clip.
Your Royal Highness.
Tomorrow night, in an unprecedented interview, we will hear from the Duke himself.
You know, I thought that all went very well.
All across the world, every paper, on every news channel, this is the story.
Go away!
This is only going to get bigger.
This interview, does it matter?
Yeah, it matters.
You're quite right. It is really eagerly awaited, isn't it? There's been a massive setup for this, which is always, I would imagine, as a if you're the production crew or the director or actually anybody working on this, it kind of makes you really nervous because there's this huge build-up and can anything ever live up to it? Because, of course, we've all got our own memory of what happened on that fateful day that the BBC Two Newsnight interview aired with Prince Andrew. And this is reimagining that, you know, exactly that piece of work, but also gives the kind of run up to it. So great cast here. We've got Rufus Sewell playing Prince Andrew. We've got Gillian Anderson, who I'm a huge fan of. She plays Emily Maitlis. And then you've also got Billy Piper as well. Now, Billy Piper plays the Newsnight producer Sam McAllister, and I think that, well, I certainly felt that which probably silly in our business, we know that there's lots of people that makes things work and it's a team of people, but actually Sam McAllister was the person that played a huge part in actually getting this interview to even happen. So this sees it right through from how that interview was kind of secured right through to the filming of it. And it's based on McAllister's book Scoop, so you know the behind the scenes, and it's really interesting from what I've seen of it so far. I find it really interesting because very, very quickly, and I say this a lot when I talk about other things and I include The Crown in this, is that when people look so similar to the real people, it's really, really hard to tell fact from fiction, isn't it? And you're completely brought in because they suddenly look incredibly like it. And Emily Maitlis, as I say, played by Gillian Anderson. Gillian Anderson, I don't know what it is with her. She just kind of manages to become exactly like that person. I think from reading interviews with her, she spends quite a lot of time really looking at that person and the way they move and, you know, their kind of characteristics and what have you. And that's exactly what she seems to have done here, because it's so, she just becomes Emily Maitlis. And it's as awkward and as difficult as it was the first time around. I did think there were a couple of hammy bits in there. I did think there was a couple of times I thought, oh God, is this really what happened? But perhaps that is exactly what happened, because as I say, it is based on Sam McAllister's book, which was all about behind the scenes. It's as uncomfortable, as I say, as the first time round as watching it, as it was, to, from the sort of comments about not being able to sweat in the Woking Pizza Express, right through to a number of other kind of random and bizarre things that Prince Andrew said and probably wishes he never did. But it, for me, it was good. I think it's, as I say, there are places where I thought, I don't know if this is totally credible, but I was totally bought in the way that these people managed to portray the people that they were playing. And for that, I thought it was absolutely great. What did you think, Ian?
Well, Netflix limited us to clips of this because for whatever reason, they haven't dropped a preview before transmission. There's actually another drama coming up, a BBC drama about the same thing and starring Michael Sheen as Prince Andrew and Ruth Wilson as Emily Maitlis. And I believe that Emily Maitlis has been, unsurprisingly because she's a BBC employee, has been more connected with that one. So we look forward to seeing that. But this, yeah, it's a big story, isn't it? I have to say, they've done a great job making Rufus Sewell look like Prince Andrew. Yeah. I mean, he looks amazing. It's such a mind-boggling thing that happened, this dreadful interview with the sweating and the Pizza Express and the comments he made about Epstein that was so ill-judged, and Maitlis handled it beautifully. You do want to know, like, what was Prince Andrew thinking? What were his team thinking when they set this up and thought it was a good idea? You know, so it's fascinating from that point of view. It's got the whole car crash element. Of course, anything about the royals and scandal, people are going to lap it up, aren't they? And as you say, I mean, what a cast. As well as the actors you mentioned, well, you've also got Keely Hawes playing the Prince's private secretary. And you've got Romola Garai as the Newsnight editor. So, irrespective, I mean, I will certainly be watching it when it goes out. I can't wait to see it. And it'll be interesting to see how similar or different that the BBC take on it is when that comes out.